You know, it doesn't matter what you are doing in the world, from law enforcement to nurse to banker, intimacy and sex is central and so important to a healthy relationship. My next guest is Susan Bratton. She is a champion and advocate for all who desire passionate relationships. Considered the Dear Abby of sex, Susan's fresh approach and original ideas have helped millions of people of all ages and across the gender spectrum transform sex into passion. Married to her husband Tim since 1993, Susan is an author, award-winning speaker, and serial entrepreneur who teaches passionate lovemaking techniques to her fans around the world. Susan has been featured in the New York Times and CNBC, The Today Show, as well as appearing on ABC, CBS, The CW, Fox, and NBC as the marriage magician. Get ready for a very great and interesting and candid talk with the one and only Susan Bratton, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Everybody, welcome back. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning into the show. You don't want to miss this show. It's a great show with Susan Bratton. You're going to love it. You're going to love her. Big shout out to all the first responders out there, brave men and women working in the criminal justice field, whatever you are doing, especially now with COVID-19. Thank you so much. Your dedication, your going out there every day, putting it on the line. Thank you so much for what you do. Remember, you're honored, cherished, and you are loved above all. Another big thanks to the nurses, truckers, grocery store workers, anybody I'd missed. Again, thank you for your dedication and service during these difficult times. We will emerge stronger and more resilient. It is such an honor to be partnered with Detect-A-Chem. This amazing company is helping keep our brave men and women who protect us every day safer by offering mobile threat detection that fits in the palm of your hands, detecting illicit drugs, explosives. Again, I wish we had this technology when I was a young officer, but now you can have it for your agency. If you head over to the website, cjevolution.com, see the link to Detect-A-Chem, see how they can help keep your troops safer. Now, folks, if you love coffee, and I know the majority of you do, you're going to love the coffee from Four Sigmatic. I love my Lion's Mane mushroom coffee. Yeah, you heard me right, mushroom coffee. It doesn't taste like mushrooms, it tastes like regular coffee. As a matter of fact, I think it tastes better than regular coffee, and it's better for you. If you head over to the website, cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic, and best of all, you're going to get 15% off of your purchases using the promo code CJEVO. You will not be disappointed. On to the show with the one and only Susan Bratton. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Very excited to have my next guest on the show, Susan Bratton. She's an expert in intimacy, healthy sexual relations, and we're all indoors now. So what a great time. How apropos that Susan is on the show. Susan Bratton, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hello, handsome. How you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Glad you were here.
Me too.
Again, I mean, you talk all around the world. You talk to people about intimacy.
I do.
And sexual issues and how to improve your marriage, everything. So yeah. What advice would you give? And this is really for anybody out there, not just criminal justice professionals, but I want to talk to you and get your take on what first responders can do to kind of maybe save their marriages, because we have a high divorce rate as we were talking before. But what are some tips and suggestions when we're all in quarantine that we can do to improve our relationships, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's such a high stress time for everyone, but first responders and people in criminal justice especially have to deal with trauma and strife and overwhelm at a level that most people don't have in their career. Mm-hmm. So when you take what's going on in the world with what you have in your normal job, you happen to be in that kind of top 0.1% of the people who are really dealing with stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you want to kill a sex life, add stress. Like basically stress is the sex life killer.
Yeah.
Anxiety, depression, the things that people in your career category struggle with. So the first thing that I would say is anything that you can do to calm yourself down.
Yeah.
And I thought a lot about it before we got together, Patrick, and I wanted to share something that I put together that I like to call my calm formula, because it's C-A-L-M.
Excellent.
And when you're, and the other thing is that, let's just say it's the masculine and feminine dynamic. And generally, because of testosterone, the masculine is pretty much horny every day. If he's in good health. If he's not horny every day, that's actually a signal that there's a problem.
With testosterone and levels and stuff, right?
Testosterone,
or among other things, probably.
Or many other things, okay, it could be too. But yeah, testosterone is certainly one thing, that's for sure. Testosterone is definitely the molecule of sex drive. It's the molecule of drive, generally. It's what gives you balls, you know, like literally and figuratively. And it's interesting that women have testosterone too, of course. Yeah. And when our testosterone is low, we don't have any sex drive. And I don't know if you know this, but men and women are so beautifully symbiotic that the masculine gives the feminine a dose of testosterone in his saliva and his semen.
I did not know that. Wow.
You know how they say the more that you make love, the more that you have sex, the more sexual want?
Yeah.
So for a lot of couples, it's like, you know, if you're not having sex, you just kind of want to make yourself do it. Or a lot of couples, the wife will say, you know, I don't ever really want sex, but when we have it, I'm glad we did. And the husband's like, see, I told you, you like it, you know. And a part of that is because he's basically giving her a testosterone injection when he kisses her and enters her. There's so much good stuff in semen for a woman. We're really made to fit together. Not that gender non-binary or people of the same sex in relationship, they get 90% of the benefits of sex, of having great sex. But men also give women serotonin as a mood lifter. They give us luteinizing hormone, which regulates our cycles. And even after menopause, women still, we cycle without having menstruation. So guys are very steady state. Women are kind of, you know, lunar creatures, if you will. And you're the sun, you're shining bright 24/7, you know, with your desire and your drive. And the biggest issue that I see couples generally running into is that he's ready to go because he's like, boom, boom, boom. You know, he's just on and ready, and she's not there. And often in a long-term relationship, she's had sex before she's been ready, and she hasn't allowed her partner to give her the kind of warm-up and arousal that she needs. And he thinks, and I'm doing the kind of her versus him type thing, just to give you the, you know, the difference between the masculine and feminine. He thinks, okay, I've got to get her turned on. So I'm going to, you know, play with her breasts and play with her crotch and things like that. But the problem is that he's already way ahead of her. And so by doing that, that's what he wants her to do to him, right? He wants her to like touch me right away. That makes me feel like, oh, okay, everything's going to be okay. You got me, you know? But she's just not there. He's so far ahead of her. And he forgets that she fell in love with him because he romanced her and he held her hand and he told her she was beautiful. And, you know, women, you know, and I don't need to tell anybody, women need an emotional connection, but so do men. Men need an emotional connection too. But he's got to get her up to speed. And the way to do that is not to think about, I've got to get her turned on. Actually, it's a little counterintuitive. I've got to get her calmed down. I've got to get her out of her head and into her body. I've got to let her let go of the stresses of the day. I've got to be there to let her unburden herself, usually verbally, before she can even think about wanting sex with me. So it's hard for guys to, it's like you're in college and you have to go back and do kindergarten stuff.
Gotta slow down.
You have to slow down. And it's hard because testosterone, you know, the sound that testosterone makes? That's the sound of testosterone, right? You guys, but the thing is, if you take it back to race cars, what kind of a race car is your woman? She's a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Because once you get that engine running, wow, she can really go. So you can think back to the times when you fell in love and you'd make love all weekend and she was insatiable and mm-hmm. she was incredible and she was hungry for it. It's actually because you were doing those things that she needed early on in her arousal, which was actually, you were relaxed, you were laughing, you were having fun. Often when guys go without the amount of sex that they want, which is pretty much all guys all the time.
Yeah.
And not really. And there are guys, there are a lot of women more and more in the last, I'd say 5 years, that write to me and say, my husband has no interest in sex with me. I didn't used to get so many of them.
Wow. Why is that? Really quick. Why is that right now? Really quick.
I think it's our shitty food supply.
You think?
Okay. I think it's shitty food ruining our intestinal, giving us dysbiosis and ruining our testosterone.
I've heard that before with food before. Yeah. I've heard that there, it's a culprit, in a lot of conditions that both men and women get.
I mean, why do people have heart disease and cancer and diabetes and Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Because of what goes in. It's what goes in.
Yeah. Creates... I'm sorry I digressed there for a minute, but.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
It continues.
Yeah. So going back to starting out by calming her down, mm-hmm. getting her in her body, she needs full body touch. Patrick, you and I were talking about this the last time we talked, which was my bullseye touch technique, which is the notion that if you imagine a bullseye target, you've got the outside rings mm-hmm. and then they go into concentric rings to the center. And for a lot of men, they're like, I got to turn her on. I'm going to go right for the center, right for the creamy middle, if you will. Yeah. And the problem is that what she needs is her hair stroked, her eyelids kissed, to be held, to be given full body massage. That crick needs to get out of her neck or her right big toe or the little place that she holds her tension that you know so well. And once you can get her kind of slowed down, once you can trap her and get her on the bed, so you can do what you need to do, then the idea of getting her calm is the most important thing. So you're stuck in quarantine and you've been in quarantine for a month and your wife still hasn't had sex with you. Why? Because I'm not saying you, obviously, Patrick, because I'm sure your wife's having a lot of sex with you, handsome as you are. But the calm formula, let's go back to that, because this is how you open a woman to pleasure when she's strung out on stress, which estrogen is the worry wart molecule. I mean, it is hard for the masculine to imagine the level of vulnerability that the feminine feels 24/7, because it's just not even your world. You feel so capable and strong and able to handle stuff. And we women, we're strong, we're gritty, we'll get it done, but we don't wake up in the morning feeling the way you feel. So having your masculine energy lead us to the bed, carry us to the bed, is so important. And creating that, this is the C for the calm method, is creating that safe space. And I don't just mean through your actions and behaviors, but literally the actual place that you want to make love. Is it the right temperature for her? How is the lighting? We're very critical. Estrogen has a critical eye. It's always worrying. So it has to see the problems. So it sees its own cellulite and doesn't like it, right? So if it's dark, it can't see that, you got to trick estrogen all the time. So you have, you know, nice music on, you've got a pitcher of water, you've got that stack of the really soft towels that are her favorite. The bed covers have been pulled up. You know what I like to do? I have a fitted waterproof king size sheet. It's the kind you would put under your sheets on your bed, but I put it right on top of all of my bed clothes. So my husband and I just pop that on, and then we put another fitted sheet over that so that we can do massages and make a mess on the bed, and then pop it off, throw it in the laundry, and
good idea.
Peel down the covers and climb on in. So if a woman is worried that you're going to get organic coconut oil on her sheets or her bed clothes, she's never going to relax. Yeah. So it's, how do you remove all of the obstacles to her relaxation? Because if you can't get her relaxed, you can't take her up from there. Relaxation is the foundation of arousal. So C for the calm formula is creating that safe space. So she's not seeing a pile of laundry sitting there. Mm-hmm. You've kicked it into the closet, you know? It's really just having that eye for the details so she doesn't notice it. That's really helpful. And then the A is for attunement. And by attunement, so you know how you talk about having a good vibe together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's
you and I do it. We have a good vibe.
We have a good vibe. We do. And our vibe is easygoing and interactive, and we're kind of connected. We connected really easily, you and I. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is you want to create that vibe with your partner, and you want her to feel like, oh, right. Oh, I really like him. He's here with me. He's present with me. Women, I do a lot of longitudinal research over a wide variety of people. And the number one thing women want from a man for sex is for him to be well-groomed. The number two thing that they want, they describe as emotional connection. But I like to call it attunement, because what I like it to be is where she feels your calm, confident energy, the love that you have for her, the fact that you're her grounding rod. You've got the grounding rod. It's in your pants. That's the grounding rod in the relationship right there. So as soon as she realizes, ah, I like that grounding rod, I feel good and safe in his arms, that's attunement. I like to use another analogy, and it's the tuning fork. I call it the tuning fork technique, which is essentially, you know how when you have a tuning fork, and you have two tuning forks, and you hit your tuning fork against something and it goes bong, and then you pull the other tuning fork up, and it starts to vibrate at the same energy and frequency that the first one did. It shares the vibration. He brings that solid, deep, grounded vibration where everything's good. I got you, baby. You're my girl. Just relax.
Yeah.
I'm here with you.
That's what women want. They want that.
Oh, even me just saying that to you got me turned on. That's how much we like it. Like whenever I do a lot of online summits for women, you know, how to go from fizzle to sizzle, you know, those kinds of things. And I'll act the masculine and start talking about, you know, start talking that way, like how women want their guy to talk to them. And all the girls are just like, they're drooling from it, you know.
Wow.
They just love that. I got you, baby. Deep. You know, resonant, you know, that sounds so good to us. Yeah, we love that. And the other piece of it is, and this goes, kind of takes presence to an even deeper level. When we're talking about getting rid of stress so that we can get to relaxation, so that we can meander our way to arousal, the most important thing is to actually look each other in the eyes. And it is actually surprising how few couples take time to look each other in the eyes. We end up in parallel lives and, you know, on planet Platonia, like, you know, we're platonic. So taking that moment to really look your woman in the eyes and make that connection, the eyes are the window to the soul. When you're looking her in the eyes, you are not thinking about what you're going to do to her. You're not thinking about what happened last time. And that is as important for men as it is for women, because often men have a lot of performance anxiety. Mm-hmm. So do women. Men have the performance anxiety that gets them tight and stressed, which means they can't last as long as they want to during lovemaking. Women have performance anxiety about being able to achieve climax. Am I going to be able to, you know? I call myself an orgasmonaut. I am an incredible orgasmer because I've studied orgasm, how you can have all different kinds, how long you can come, ways you can come. I mean, I really have perfected the art. And even to this day, I will make love with my husband of nearly 30 years. And sometimes that performance anxiety will creep in and I'm like, what? Come on, girl. You got it. You got this one, you know? Yeah. So everybody has it, which is why being here and now, rather than projecting into the future or living in the past, is super important for creating that relaxation and connection that she needs.
Yeah, that's so important, because not don't think about other things going on.
Right.
Relish the moment, like you said. Because I found myself doing that sometimes too, where I'm like, I'm into it, but I'm also thinking about, okay, afterwards I have to do, and that's not fair to my wife, for one, and it's kind of ruining the experience.
Well, it's interesting too that lovemaking, when it's really hot and sexy, you know, when you're making love and you can't tell where your orgasm starts and hers ends, where you're playing off of each other in real time, where you're in this shared space of pleasure and everything you're doing is feeling good and you're just like so right there with each other. That's pretty much my favorite place to be in the universe.
I think it's everybody's.
For the people who've gotten there. Not everybody's gotten there. Because a lot of people are in the past or the future. They're catastrophizing or they're projecting. It's interesting that state of mind, the state of orgasm, the state of deep connection, that soulful moment, you know, by moment interplay, where you're getting off on her and she's getting off on you, that's a mind state that is the same as the state of meditation. It's a conjoined trance state. You're in trance together. And meditation is a trance state. And when you are having trouble being present, it's a practice, because if you meditate, it actually helps you become a better lover, because you're able to slip back into present instead of being out in your monkey mind. So that's actually a learnable skill.
Yeah.
And as you begin to get really good in bed together and you start getting into that conjoined trance state where two become one, which I think is the thing that, besides the pleasurable aspect of it, the body-based pleasure, I think what makes sex so incredible, especially sexual soul matery or spiritual sexuality, that kind of sex where you feel like you could touch God together, I think the reason that that's so powerful and drives us so much, the people who want to learn tantric lovemaking, or they like the notion of the Kama Sutra style of lovemaking, that slow, deliberate, beautiful sexual connection, I think it's because generally we live inside this skin bag and we're our own solo being. But when we connect in that sensual conjoined trance space and we it becomes this reverential connection to all living things, to source, the what I would have often called orgasmic meditation of sex. You suddenly feel, and this is why I think a lot of people meditate too, you mm-hmm. feel like you are not alone in your skin bag for the first time in your life. You actually feel connection to other living beings, whether that's your lover or even beyond that to God, Godhead, Gaia, the spirit, you know, whoever, there's a million, yeah. million words for it. I think that erases the loneliness of our humanity in a way that nothing else does. So sexuality has a massive expansionary possibility of how hot, how erotic, how connected two people can be together, even three people or four people who practice it. It's infinitely expandable, which mm-hmm. is also fascinating. So we talked about the calm formula. I'm going to finish that off. Did you want to say something?
No. I mean, it's just fascinating because it is, I mean, you're the expert, Susan, and it's, I am an expert. Well, you're an expert. But I was just thinking I was just taking all this information in, and we were talking before about what kills marriages a lot, or it's the sex or lack of, yeah. you know, like I said, I mean, people aren't, it was always interesting. You know, I was there too. I mean, you were probably, or maybe not, but people who are going to listen, you know, you start out hot and heavy in a relationship, and then over time it kind of tapers off.
It degrades.
But you are saying it doesn't matter. We can reignite that back, especially first responders who are always working. Yeah. You know, divorce rates are through the roof.
Yeah.
You can make things better by doing the things that Susan is telling you to do, especially when it comes to sex and relationships and things.
Yeah, you can reverse the trend and get on what I like to call the upward pleasure spiral, where mm-hmm. every time you make love, you're like, I can't even believe it just got better than the last time, but it's better. Because practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
And sex is a learned skill. Procreation, we can do without any knowledge. Tab A into slot B and boop, you got a baby. But lovemaking is infinitely, I mean, it never ends and it keeps getting better. I will be 59 this year.
Wow.
And I
didn't have 59.
Thank you.
You look great.
I appreciate that. It's because I'm orgasm powered. See what all those orgasms will do for you?
Hey, it's good for you. It's good for you though, healthy wise.
It is so good for you. It is a circulatory event. It shoots the blood all over your body. It floods you with oxytocin and all of those good neurotransmitters. I mean, you should run or walk every day and obviously eat well, and sleep well. But after that, great sex is really going to keep you doing really well and make you feel confident and keep you calm.
Yeah, I saw that thing on. Really quick, I saw Dr. Oz a couple of days ago, and maybe you saw him, or maybe it was last week, where he said he was telling people to have sex if you're quarantined, because that's going to make you feel better. It's going to bring up that emotion and, you know, make you feel good and happy. So I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No.
I love it.
I'm here in service to you, Patrick Fitzgibbons. So I was say the calm formula. So we did the C, the A, the L, mm-hmm. and now let's do the M.
Yeah.
So just as a reminder, it was creating a safe space, what I like to call a lover space, so that you're setting the environment for surrendering to pleasure, attuning and staying in the moment and being present, looking each other in the eyes and really seeing each other to remember who this person is that you love.
Yeah.
And then the M is melting hugs. I have a technique that I call the soulmate embrace. And it's at soulmateembrace.com. You can print it out. If you're the feminine, this is how you've wanted to be held your whole life. If you're the masculine, this is how to hold a woman. This hug creates masculine, feminine magnetism, the polarity that is so hot for sexuality, his hardness, her softness, her falling into him, him creating the safe container for her to surrender to her pleasure. All of that happens in this relaxation of the soulmate embrace. And this hug, in a nutshell, you can download it. And what's great about it is that it has step-by-step directions on a single page, so you know exactly what you're going for. And a lot of my friends, I remember one of my girlfriends said, oh yeah, her name's Issa and her husband's name's David. And they're a wonderful couple. And she's a hard charging Latina. And she said, oh my God, Suze, the first time I tried the soulmate embrace with David, I could barely hold still. I just literally wanted to leap out of my bed and just, I couldn't calm down. And she said, so I knew I needed to. I needed to do it and I had to let him hold me.
That's awesome.
And that's how a lot of people are when they're just like strung out on stress. They can't even lie the F down, yeah. Right? So what happens and basically there's a lot of little techniques in this. Once you read it once, you're like, got it. It's not hard, but it's one of those things I like to call a little hinge that swings a big door. Something really simple I can give you that makes a profound change and shift for the better in your sex life. And that's what the soulmate embrace is. And in a nutshell, the little thing that's really different about it is that almost always, women have been held by men, and the minute she goes, oh, he lets go. And in the soulmate embrace, what he does is he just stays right there.
I was going to say, he stays there, yeah.
And he holds her a little bit tighter. And then she relaxes some more. And then he just starts rubbing his hands up and down her, and he's just there for her. And then she's like, oh, you know, I got to tell you about this thing that's been bothering me. Things come out. She needs to get the emotion out by verbalizing it. She processes her upsets by speaking them away, where the masculine doesn't need to do that so much. He often doesn't even put into words his feelings. No. They're in a different dimension for the way his brain works and his body works. So he just holds her and lets her let those things go. And then when she's kind of slowing down on that, he holds her a little closer. It's comfortable, but he's got her, you know, and maybe squeezing her a little. You know, the orgasmic contraction that relaxes us is a squeeze and release. That's how it happens. It squeezes and lets go. And so really what you're doing is you've got your gorgeous arms wrapped around her and you've got her safe. And then this strange thing will happen. I always say that you know when it's working, when she starts to drool a little bit. When she hits the level of relaxation where she gets saliva flowing in her mouth, that also means she might have tears come to her eyes. That's okay, they'll go. And that also means she's getting lubricated vaginally. When she's flowing, the relaxation has happened. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to look at you. You're going to look at her. She's going to go, oh, I do like you. I really like you and the grounding pole you brought with you. And when that happens, then you can start to kiss her forehead and her cheeks and her eyelids, and you can kiss her neck and her collarbone, and you can run your hands on her body. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts, she's going to flip you onto your back, climb on top of you and start kissing you, because you finally let her get that calmness.
Yeah. That tense, it's stress out of her.
Yep. So that's the calm formula.
I love it. Now,
for the criminal justice system listeners.
Well, they trust me, they need this, a lot of them. Now, really quick.
We all need a hug.
Before we wrap up, Susan, I want to get your take. We talked about this before. Yeah. I am a huge advocate of bioidenticals.
Yeah.
I know you are too.
Yes.
And it has helped me tremendously And my wife, I told you last time we talked, my wife takes bioidenticals. What advice could you give to people out there? Everybody's different, so everybody can't take, you know, what I take might be different from what somebody else takes, but I think they're great. And this is the stuff that mainstream medical people are not talking about.
Yeah.
You know, I my doctor, when I went to him about a year and a half ago, said, hey, you know, I'm feeling sluggish and I just don't have the energy. And he said, well, your testosterone is lowering. I said, well, what can you do? He said, yeah, we can't do anything. It's just part of aging. I went to another doctor. He said, that's BS. Get you on some testosterone therapy. And I love it. So
me too. What kind are you getting? Are you doing pellets or what are you doing?
I'm doing the injections. I do injections, testosterone, DHEA, HCG. My wife takes testosterone, progesterone. Did I say that right? And I can't remember what else. I think what you take, she takes a lot of what you take. And she feels amazing. Amazing, Susan. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I know some people aren't. But what's your take on bioidenticals? How can they help in all this?
Yeah. So I am a big fan of bioidentical hormone replacement. And all of the, there's a very good new free ebook out called Estrogen Vindication by Dr. Lindsay Devaki Berkson, who is a hormone scholar, who wrote up that study that was done about 20 years ago that was erroneously reported that turned the medical community negative to hormone replacement. And now it's been found, they redid the study and they've looked at all the data and they said that that data was flawed and that that data was based on giving women an estrogen made from mare's urine rather than a bioidentical, rather than the exact molecule that we women get. Mm-hmm. And there's three kinds of estrogen. One is estrione, one estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And estrone is the one that gives you breast cancer. And when they give you bioidentical hormone replacement for estrogen, they give you estriol and estradiol so that you have a good ratio of the basically the healthy estrogens instead of the unhealthy estrogens. So it's actually neuroprotective, protects against cancer, against heart disease. One of the reasons they believe that women live longer than men are the benefits of estrogen, that we have a little more estrogen than our male-bodied partners.
Mm-hmm.
So estrogen is very good, but also testosterone for women, you know, because testosterone is the thing that gives us courage. Mm-hmm. Like when you see a man who's low in testosterone, he looks like a little old lady.
He does. Right? I know.
Because he has more estrogen than testosterone.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we women need it too, we need it for our sex drive and our confidence. So it's very important for us. And then progesterone balances that mixture out and is very good for us for keeping, having us have good sleep, et cetera.
Yeah.
So for men, testosterone is very, very good. And often your doctor will only give you a blood test and then he'll tell you you're within quote unquote normal range.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that for many men, the normal range is for an old guy with no testosterone.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what happened to me.
Yep.
That's what happened to me.
What you need to do is you need to work with a doctor who doesn't just give you a blood test. They give you what's called a 4-point dried urine test, mm-hmm. which is essentially where you actually look at 4 times during the day, you're looking at your urine to see how much free testosterone and free estrogen you have. Your hormones are bound with a protein, and actually you need boron, which is a mineral, which is part of the, you know, if you take a daily multivitamin, multimineral, there's boron in it. And so a lot of people who aren't taking their vitamins, they're deficient in boron and selenium and some of the other things we need to uncouple the testosterone or the estrogen from the protein so that it's free and available for our body to utilize. So it's very important to take a multivitamin, multimineral to get both a dried urine, 4-point dried urine test, which is called a Dutch test, as well as a blood test to look at both. And then I also think it's very important to get hormone testing for thyroid and cortisol. And so the dried urine test can give you those pieces of data too. And many more women than men, but men as well, who suffer from low thyroid, a lot of women who have gluten issues, they've eaten a lot of pastries and breads their whole life, and they've kind of ruined their thyroids. Men who feel sluggish or have prostate issues, you've got to look to the thyroid for that. The thyroid is actually the master hormone for your reproductive system. Mm-hmm. So there's even, and we're missing a lot of iodine, which is what our thyroid needs. We're missing iodine if we're not eating a lot of seafood. And a lot of people think, oh, I get my iodine from my table salt. But the problem is that's not iodine, that's potassium iodide. Mm-hmm. And potassium iodide dissipates in the air. So that table salt that you've had around for 100 years, it doesn't even have any iodine left in it. In our grandparents' era, people were getting, they got goiters. They got these big, you know, swollen necks.
Yeah.
And so taking nascent iodine is also a very healthy thing to do in addition to your testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and then oxytocin. A lot of people are low in oxytocin production. And oxytocin is that hormone, they call it the love hormone or the hormone of bonding. It's, you know, it's what a mother has when she has her baby and the baby kind of bonds to her. But sure. It's also co-created by lovers. And men have less oxytocin than women. So men get it from skin-to-skin contact with women. And all that full body touch that she needs, that generates the oxytocin release that makes you feel close as a couple when you make love. And for some people, I happen to be a low oxytocin producer. So I use a gel, an oxytocin suspended in gel that I put intravaginally. Every morning I put my dual estrogen in a shea butter, as well as some oxytocin gel into my vaginal canal with my finger. I just go, stick it right mm-hmm. up in there. And what I like about that is every morning I'm sticking my finger up inside myself, my nice clean finger every morning. I can feel how healthy my tissue is. I can feel how much lubrication I have. I'm checking the health of my tissue. And I can say that the oxytocin really brings a lot of blood flow and it plumps that tissue up nicely. For a lot of women who don't want to take estrogen, they can take oxytocin and it will plump up their vaginal tissue again. And then I put testosterone directly on my clitoral tissue, and the testosterone in the shea butter cream that I put on my clitoris every morning, my clitoris is big and juicy and beefy and amazing. And so having bioidentical hormone replacement where you're actually directly applying these hormones to the tissue really helps increase your, level of sensation. We get a lot of sensation loss, both the masculine. There are a lot of older men who feel like they can't even quite, it's called either delayed ejaculation or mm-hmm. the inability to achieve climax because they lose sensation of their penile tissue. And women's the same. They struggle to achieve the orgasms that used to be a lot easier because both the hormones are lower, but the tissue has lost sensation. So what I like for that, in addition to bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I have all of this information and interviews with many doctors on my betterlover.com website. So if you're like, what was that test again? What do I need to do? Estradiol, what did I, oxywoo, isn't that OxyContin? No, it's not. You know, if you have any questions, on betterlover.com, I have probably like 20 videos that describe every single thing you need to know, and they're all free.
Excellent.
But the other thing that you guys might want to try, you and your wife, Patrick, have you heard about the O shot and the P shot?
I've heard about the O shot. I haven't heard about the P shot.
Yeah. So it's basically, you know how when you get, like if you have a really bad back problem or neck problem or bad joints, bad knee joints or things like that, they'll take your blood and they'll put it in a centrifuge and
take
out the growth factors and mm-hmm. inject it into your joints. Mm-hmm. Well, they can also inject it into your penis or your clitoris, which is the same structure. It's just our clitoral structure is like a baby penis that goes up inside us, and yours is more like 5% of ours is inside, outside, and 95% in. 50% of your penis is outside and 50% of your penis is in. You've got a big buried penis inside mm-hmm. you too. All that erectile tissue is like a sponge. And they can take, the doctors that do this, they're called sexual regenerative doctors. They take blood right out of your vein. They put it in a centrifuge. They get rid of the white and red blood cells, and they're left with what's called platelet-rich plasma, PRP. And they'll put that into a small needle. They numb you. You don't even feel it. And they inject it into that erectile sponge in the clitoris or the penis. And it regenerates new blood vessels, new tissue growth, new nerve growth, so that you regenerate the lost sensation and ability to have blood carrying capacity that your penis and clitoris need for maximum sexual satisfaction. It's wow. freaking cool. Wow. I've had 4-0 shots. And the first ones, I didn't notice much from the first two. The second one, I was like, okay, I think I feel something. The third one, I was like, oh, dude, I must have like been dehydrated because I was having orgasms like I was 35 when I was 55. It was like dialing back the clock a couple decades on my pleasure. And then you add how good I am in bed now that I've practiced for so many years compared to when I was 35. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just, you know, having orgasms, you know, barely. Now it's incredible. So now I have the sensation of a 35-year-old with the experience of a 60-year-old. And it's like, dude, who knew it could be this good?
Isn't it amazing what you know, technology, I mean, our parents didn't have this, and yeah. what we will have in the future. I mean, this is yes. it's just amazing. And Susan Bratton, I'm so glad you came on the show once again, hon. If people want to reach out to you, how can they find you? How can they talk with you, get advice from you? What's the best way?
Best way is to, you can find me and get on my newsletter. I send out sex techniques, wonderful communication skills, sex techniques, information about hormones, all kinds of stuff at personallifemedia.com. And I have hundreds of videos at betterlover.com. And if you want to know kind of the real Susan Bratton, the, you know, here's a picture of me with my husband on a walk type of thing in the woods, that's my Instagram at Susan Bratton, SusanBratton.
All that'll be linked up in the show notes. Susan, thank you so much for coming on the show. You're welcome back anytime. Much needed advice, especially now, it's needed anytime, but now more than ever when we're cooped up, take the advice of Susan Bratton. She knows what she's talking about.
Go do that soulmate embrace.
All right. Susan, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Patrick.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.